Let us pray. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see, open our ears that we might hear, open our hearts that we might love, and our hands that we might serve, and take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. These words that end today's gospel give us much food for thought. They are Jesus' answer to Pilate when he asks him, "Then you are a king." Today we celebrate who Jesus is. He is a king who was born into the world to testify to the truth. But what exactly is that truth? What truth does Jesus testify to? And where do we find the answer? The answer, sadly to say, can only come from us. Seeking the truth is a lifelong quest, and how we live our lives mirrors what that answer is. Who or what we listen to or not listen to in our lives also might help us to find the truth. We have in our world the self-appointed kings that tell us that their way is the only way, and we should follow them. We have the media giving us all the information we could possibly need. We have our neighbors, families, and friends giving us their direction and advice, whether we ask for it or not. So with all this help, why is it so hard to find and live the real truth? Sadly to say, we all know what the real truth is, but we really prefer not to listen to it. We at times prefer to listen to the would-be kings in our world rather than the real king. Jesus came into our world to show us how to live the truth. The example of his life here on earth asks some very important questions. Jesus asked if we really see the poor. He asked if we see the needs of our neighbor. He asked if we can give quality time to our children, to our wives, to our husbands. He asks if we have our priorities in the right place. He asks us to share our gifts. And most important of all, he asks us to live our lives in this world as a testimony to his truth. And it starts with knowing that God is God and we are not. In this life on earth, Jesus showed us what the truth really is. Our job is to take that truth and weave it into our lives the very best we can. In doing that, we find that the truth that we seek is not only hidden inside of ourselves, but also in our neighbors, in our friends, in our families, in the words of Jesus when he tells us that everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice, and that truth will set us free. But just how do we live and how do we find that truth that sets us free? I believe we first have to rid ourselves of the false kings, the false truths in our lives, and lose our false selves that they have created. The self that is created by the self-appointed kings of the world. Kings that tell us that their way is best for us. To become my true self, I must learn to live the truth. I must cease to be what I always thought I wanted to be. In order to find myself, I must go outside myself. In order to live my true self, my false self has to die. My true self is what God created me to be. But what stops us from being that child of God? I believe the reason for this is that we were born in selfishness, and therefore our natural efforts to make ourselves more real and more ourselves makes us less real and less ourselves, because they revolve around me, me, and me. Our false self becomes real by cutting itself off from others and building a barrier between itself and others. The true self knows that reality is to be sought not in division, but in unity. For we are all in this together. A song written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon back in the 60s might help us on our way. The first chorus, I believe, says it all. What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. I'll get by with a little help from my friends. Like God, our true friends accept us as we are, even if we sing a bit out of tune. Our true friends tell us the way it is. God sends his messengers to us in the form of our family, our friends, who help us find out who we truly are. And with God's help, if we can listen to their direction, we will grow and find that person that God created us to be. We can only find out who we really are by knowing who we really are not. I believe it starts with God and ends with ourselves, with a little help from our friends. Pope Francis says that the name of God is mercy. Our name was mercy too, until we put it away to become more productive and more admired and less vulnerable, which helped us create our false selves. We tend to forget that mercy is always there. As we move closer to finding our true selves, we also find mercy again. We find God again. We become God's creation again. Mercy means that we no longer constantly judge everybody's large and tiny failures. We begin to accept people for who they are, not what we want them to be. And we grow closer and closer to the person God created us to be. As we come to an end of another liturgical year and prepare ourselves for our journey through Advent and the birth of the Christ child, let us seek to live the truth and find the person God created us to be. Amen.